And I believe I should check where we are in the bulletin. Let's have a children's message. All our children, young and old, please come forward for a brief message this morning. Good morning. All right, good morning, everyone. Good to see you guys. Something big is happening today. I talked about at the beginning of my message. I think some of you know what that is. Do you know what it is? Yeah, Kian? Super Bowl. Very good. When you guys watch today the Super Bowl, you guys are going to see a whole bunch of fans that are dressed up in some really strange ways, and they might have some different kind of behaviors. Okay, so I want to talk about what fans oftentimes wear and the behaviors that they have at big games. So let me ask this question. What do you think a fan of the Philadelphia Eagles looks like? What do you think a fan of the Eagles looks like? Kian? An eagle, all right. Do you think they'd wear a shirt saying, "I'm with the Eagles," all right? Anybody else? What would an eagle fan look like? Yep.
Have their colors.
Okay, what color is that?
It's like turquoise.
Turquoise, very good, turquoise and white. All right, very good. How about who's the other team that's playing? I don't even know. All right, the New England Patriots. What would a fan of the New England Patriots look like? Nicholas?
They have a shirt that says Patriots and they'd be in red, white, and blue.
Okay, red, white, and blue. You know what I think? Picture this. This is a Patriots fan. Do you know who Darth Vader is? That's... well, why... You can tell who I'm rooting for, can't you? So why are we talking about that this morning? Well, there's a reason. And that is because just like how we wear our favorite team and we root for our favorite team, God wants our hearts deep inside us to be rooting for someone. Not to just be kind of sitting on the sidelines and not having a cheer or anything. He wants our hearts to be for someone. And that someone, of course, is Jesus. Let's think about that a little bit this morning. Do you think, what do you think a fan of Jesus wears? Do you think they wear certain clothes or are there behaviors that they show because their heart is for Jesus? What do you think they look like? A fan of Jesus. Janie? Good. They might be kind. Excellent. Anybody else? A fan of Jesus. Well, here's a couple thoughts this morning. Galatians 5, and this gets to what you're talking about, Janie. Galatians 5, 22 talks about the fruit of the Spirit. Love, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, self-control. I'm missing two. What are the other two? Yep. Anybody? Janie?
Joy.
Joy. All right. Caleb?
Love.
Huh?
Love.
Love. That was one of them too. All right. And so what do you think someone who has those fruit of the Spirit, what's their behavior? What are some of the things that they might do to show that they're a fan of Jesus? They're on his team. What are some things that they could do? Show kindness and love. Any ideas? Do you think they listen to their parents? Yeah? Do you think they go to bed on time? Yeah? All right. So let's think about that today. What, you know, any fan that's a fan of the Patriots or the Eagles, it's going to be easy to tell who they're rooting for. God wants us to live hearts that are for his son, Jesus. Because if our hearts aren't for Jesus, our hearts are probably for just ourselves or the opposite things of the fruit of the Spirit. Things like anger and hatred even. And we don't want to be rooting for those things. So fill your heart and be on Jesus' team. Thanks for coming up this morning and enjoy the Super Bowl.